Hi, everybody. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. It's been a little while since I've been on here. I am recognizing how influenced I felt with the infusion of Scorpio energy that came on October 22nd. Whether that was just because that was just before the election, there was a lot of things. There's been a lot of things going on in my life, and Scorpio is the season of intensity. I think we've all felt that. We feel it individually, and we feel it on a collective level. I know that right after the election, or right before, is really when the most difficult crash hit me. I mean, it was like, you know, one of those places where you're asking yourself, you know, what's the meaning of it all? What am I even doing here? Why am I trying so hard? What should I even be doing? Is this the right thing? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm stupid. What am I doing? And so, because I'm in the midst of a move, I'm in the midst of a big life change. And I think the whole energy of intensity can take us down a deep rabbit hole of confusion about who we are and what we're about. And often after a period of intensity, it takes a little while. I kind of talked about this on the trauma episode a few weeks back, but it takes us a little while to get our feet on the ground again. And I think that what has happened much for many people dealing and reeling as a result of the election. Now, there's a lot of pieces about the election that we could talk about, and I'm not trying to even get into some, there's a lot of conversation we could have about the election, and let me just leave it there. The thing that I want to recognize for myself, and I think for many of us, we got very much caught in the, we got hooked. We got really caught in that whole question of us versus they. We versus them. I'm, you know, really struggling with that whole two-party system for that reason. There's so many things. You know, we live in this world of duality, and such a very two-dimensional approach to think about things is just this it's either this way or it's that way. Life, if we haven't figured that out by now, is much more complicated. So there's a lot of things about the election, and I will say not just the election, but our experiences as Pluto has been busting up our systems. I think I somehow thought it was going to be easier. I have a tendency to really lean toward the love and light thing. That said, that I also recognize the deep and the darkness. And I knew Pluto was busting up our systems, and that's still in process. And Pluto is making the most of his work as he is in the last days of Capricorn. Just a couple of days on, what, Tuesday, the 20th, is when he will shift, or he, she, it, the energy of Pluto shifts. And yet it's going to take a little while for us to really get that. Pluto's very slow moving, and Pluto has been breaking down our systems for some time. I think most of us have recognized that happening. I think it's not done. There is more system collapse that needs to happen. The advantage of Pluto and its system collapse is that it leads us to regeneration. And this in line with Uranus and moving into this age of Aquarius and a forward future, a more humanitarian, greater collective perspective is going to be a really important shift for all of us. And yet that's going to take some time to emerge. And the biggest piece I think we need to remember about all of this is that it is we that are doing this. Somehow the we have to really reclaim our individual voice. I think one of the greatest things that I've learned about this election is there is much more than two-dimensional thinking. It isn't all very clear, one side or the other. And as I watch this whole conflict around us, them, we, they, you, them, and both sides seeing the other side as these evil, awful people, oh my gosh, it just kind of started like, not. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? We get caught in the fervor, the fury, But that doesn't make any sense. Yes, okay. I guess I want to go back to a basic science lesson that's been on my mind since the election. Essentially, if anybody studied any kind of scientific theory, you're familiar with the bell curve. And in the bell curve, yes, there are people on the fringes. There are always edges. There are extremes to whatever it is that we're measuring. And those fringes are often the loudest. They're often the most visible because they're extreme. In the middle is a whole great majority that, like, on one side of the line to the other side of the line is like minuscule space, right? So the majority of the people are more moderate. And as we talk about this new world that we want to create and we see the systems collapsing, this is our time. This is our time to get grounded, get our feet back on the ground, get clear on our values. This, you know, we had the Taurus full moon on, Monday? Wait, let's see, what is today? It was on Friday the 15th. I'm recording this on Sunday the 17th. Taurus, you know, that whole full moon is really about what do we most desire? What would bring us peace, a sense of peace and safety? You know, that's what we're all looking for. You know, Taurus is all about the earth. It's all about creating a beautiful garden. It's about growing things. It's about coming back to basics. Like, what do we really need? You know, like, and like using our basic abilities, our senses, to really connect, to really like get our feet back on the ground, to get grounded. And that's a really important thing. And if you need instructions or want information on how to ground, you know, Google it. But basically, grounding is really all about coming back into your body so that you are able to operate from a fully functional place where your vehicles, your levels of being are lined up, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Otherwise, often we're operating off kilter where one or the other has taken the lead. And, you know, we're struggling here as a people to really figure out how to manage emotion or talk about them or deal with them or, like, not get so caught in them that we can't have conversations. I think we're an emotionally deprived culture, and that's a whole nother thought. That's a piece. This is a piece that we're all working on. How to manage and work with emotions. We are all, as a humanity and as an individual, we are all constantly in process. We are becoming. It's not something that we achieve or finish. And I personally am super curious about how far we could go. So that all said, get grounded, get your feet on the ground. And I think that's what many of us, and I know I did, that's what I needed after this, again, whether it's election, it's not all election, but so much of it has centered or has been identified around election. And so it is the deeper layer now that we are working through. We are reaching down deeper underneath all of the things that even created this election to be happening the way that it did, which is a lot about separatism, about divisiveness, about some people are better than other people. Of course, none of that is true. And when we look at the majority of people, you know, we're all just people. Yeah, I guess I'm always still curious about words, but hummus, I think, you know, with Taurus energy in this full moon, I think hummus. We are people of the dirt. You know, we are people of the earth, and we are also celestial beings. And we are learning, we are like growing up to recognize how to use this physical vehicle to really engage or embrace or like express, live our celestial self. And so we are in a process. And it's a really long, big process. I think it's been going on for quite a while. And I think it's got like probably even way longer to go. So I invite all of us to remember that we are one people. We have one earth. We only have one earth. And, you know, we do have to take care of that. And there are people on the fringes that don't really either, I don't know, maybe care over too much, or others that don't care at all, don't think about that at all. And certainly Pluto is showing us many pieces that we need to address. Our health system, our financial system, our political system, our religious systems, our education system. They all need to be re-looked at, reworked. Part of what we've been doing is reforming new identity. And this moon, this full moon that just occurred, again, is right on top of Uranus, which brings this whole message of awakening. It's time to break free of conditioned, like, you know, Taurus, stubborn beliefs, like things that, like, we've held on to for a very long time. And part of that is like that two-dimensional either-or thinking. Everything becomes an and. You know, we need the ands. The majority of us want the and. Most of us are not looking to survive at the cost of someone else. I believe that most of us are wanting to have a decent life, you know, to be able to pay our bills, to be healthy, to have good health care, to have access to good food, to have access to, you know, nature, to have access to resources. Personally, I'd like a world of truth. The deceit, dishonesty is a little over the edge. The patriarchy, I've talked about that quite a lot. That's been a little over the edge. There's pieces that we need to address there. Men, women, the world. A lot of releasing the hold of the patriarchy requires an acceptance, an allowance, what do I want to say, open your arms, you know, welcoming to the divine feminine. Intuition, beauty, creativity, these are all the things that I think most of us want in that beautiful garden. So I just want to remind us all that it is important that we work together. That we move away from groupthink. I mean, it's no longer functioning for us. We need to have our feet on the ground and be really clear about what values am I operating under here? You know, what choices do I want to make? And one of my greatest concerns, and personally, I think I saw this at COVID, but it's so easy for us to go back to our comfort zone. It's so easy to go back to what I think of as complacency, which then becomes complicit. When we're not really taking a look at things, when we're not addressing the things that we know are not right, we're a part of it. And so how are we approaching some of these issues? What area of expertise and knowledge do you have that you can bring to the table? You know, bring it. You know, let's bring it. And we build it from the ground up. Another Taurus reference. We build it from the ground up. So the foundations of many of these systems are crumbling. And this is our opportunity. Before we rise up into a new crest of something different, we've seen the stuff. The last big dose of revolutionary, you know, awarenesses, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, the Me Too movement. I mean, so much of this has come forward. And now what are we going to do about it? So I just invite you all to take a breath, settle into some niceness. Like I want to say pleasure. I think when I think the word Taurus, I think kind. I also think slow. So slow down a little bit. You know, give yourself a little bit of room. There is definitely intensity that has come through this whole wave. So let it settle. You know, we'll be moving into Sagittarius soon. You know, the energy will be shifting. Pluto's making his big move. He'll be, you know, slowly moving onward. The other big planets are doing their thing. This is a process that we are in, and we are not done. And it's not going to be maybe as easy as some of us thought. Or maybe I just, like, again, prefer to think. We got to go deeper. There's major shifts that are occurring, and this is going to be going on for a period of time. I guess maybe this is the way the world operates. So, hang on, folks. There's a song that we sing in our song circle group that I have been resonating with and that has been going through my head for the last couple of weeks. So, I will offer it to you also. You and I drink this water. You and I breathe this air. You and I walk this holy ground. You and I live here. We and they drink this water. They and we breathe this air. We and they walk this holy ground. They and we live here. Take good care, everybody. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Sweet honey.